Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
What day is it today?
Today is Friday.
Get your pinkies up.
Why would I do that?
Why would I do that?
It just so happens to be a very special day on the calendar.
I'm well aware that today is Friday.
It's not just that.
We're celebrating National Cappuccino Day.
It's cool. It's early in time for that perfect pick-me-up.
Who doesn't love a good pick-me-up, especially this time of the morning? National Cappuccino Day.
Can you top me off?
Let's get this show on the road.
What? What? National Cappuccino Day.
National Cappuccino Day, yes.
Wow.
The one day we don't go to Starbucks.
I know. I know. We probably would have gotten something.
You don't think they should have mentioned that yesterday at Starbucks? That tomorrow, by the way, tomorrow Friday, it's going to be National Cappuccino Day. So.
They don't care.
They're too busy selling cups.
They don't care about our caps. They don't care.
Not at all.
Cappuccinos are lattes. Or espressos, might I say, by the way, people.
Mm-hmm.
It is espresso. E-S-P.
Espresso.
E-S, not X. There's no X in there.
Okay.
And if you're a coffee place, you can't put a sign up that says E-Expresso. You cannot do that.
You lose all credibility.
E-S, yeah, listen, I don't know. I don't remember a thing. I was raising some cane, Mike. I don't know.
Is that your new shirt?
Yes.
That's your Friday shirt?
Yes.
Perfect.
Exactly. It is Friday.
Ooh, Mike and Carla, Morning Show, waking you up along with our producer, Morty. It is 6:04. Plenty of sunshine right through the weekend.
It's
going to be a beautiful weekend. High in the upper 70s, low 80s, about 57 outside right now. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, Helen Mirren is just over the moon happy about Keanu's girlfriend. I'll tell you why.
All right, we'll find out about that plus some other stories after Mellencamp and Small Town.
All right, are we ready?
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Brought to you by Insperity. For employee benefits and full service HR support, visit Insperity.com. So Emilia Clarke, Khaleesi, Daenerys, mad at people. Very mad. She is in the new movie Last Christmas, and everybody is trying to spoil the twist in the movie. She says it's bloody annoying, frustrating. It's much more complicated than people are guessing. Now, this isn't the first time she's had to deal with people, you know, on social media.
Right.
With Game of Thrones, everyone who started the petition to rewrite the whole last season.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a little miffed about it. I can't imagine when you do a movie and you put your heart and soul into it, whatever it is, good or bad, when people start, you know, throwing things out there.
Yeah.
It doesn't tick you off. It doesn't take you off.
I'm sure after a while it gets to you.
Yes, absolutely.
And maybe you have to just shut that off.
I know. She's still young. She should know, though, after Game of Thrones.
Right.
Just, honey, let it roll. Just let it slide.
You would have thought that would have been the biggest test.
Yeah, I know. No kidding.
I mean, they were the fans were mean about that whole thing.
Boy, okay. Ever. Very sad news in TV land, at least to me. There will not be a second season for Beverly Hills 90210.
Seriously?
Yeah. It did so well. It did really well. I know. Bums me out.
But
I know.
But if you think about it, Carla, where was it going to go?
That's just it. And it was good. I loved it. And so I'd like to just have it be good. And they always say, you know, always leave you wanting more.
And that's what they did.
They did. Okay. They definitely did. I don't know if this is good or bad. More than two decades after the original came out, there will be a new Scream movie. It is in the works.
Woo-hoo!
So whatever. Is he going to still use a phone to call, or is he old now and not able to use a smartphone? God.
And is Courtney Cox now the GM of the TV station she worked for?
Yeah. We've got to bump it all up now.
Yeah,
we've
everybody's moved on.
They got to throw Arquette back in it, too.
Oh, God, definitely.
He's like state's attorney or something.
Yes, throw him back in, yeah. But I just, now with smartphones, it just seems like, is he calling from inside of the house? No, it's an app. It's an app that he's using. Jeez. And Keanu Reeves' girlfriend, of course, has been mistaken for Helen Mirren now on several occasions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Helen Mirren, here's how she feels about it.
I saw that. That was very flattering on me, you know, because she's obviously lovely. I do know Keanu very well. He did a film with my husband, and he is just the most adorable, lovely person. So she's a lucky girl, and I'm sure that he's a lucky boy.
Good for him, yes. Dating an age-appropriate woman. Keanu's 55, his girlfriend is 46.
Mm-hmm.
She kind of looks older, and I think it's just really because of her hair color. But, yeah, you know what? Good for him. Good for Helen.
Hey, good for you. You can grab your share of the Wham! Walking around money, $100 in your pocket. Qualify for the $5,000 grand prize, courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. Now, your first chance to grab some Wham! 8 o'clock, just a couple of hours away. All local winners handing out cash left and right all day long. So your first chance to win, coming up in less than 2 hours from now. You want to find out all the details about Wham! It's right there on our website, 96.3KKLZ.com. Carla, here's a story I'm sure you'll like to hear. Guy in Australia went out on a date with a woman the other night. She wasn't feeling it.
Yeah.
Told him that he wasn't her type.
Right.
Guy goes on. Right after she rejects him, he finds out that he wins like $500,000 on a bet he made. Here's the guy talking about it.
We had lunch and a few drinks and all the rest, right? And then she's like, Kenny, I'm really looking for something particular and you're not it. I saw these numbers. I'm like, oh my God, what the? You know, so I'm like, I've stood up and I'm like gasping and that. And she goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm jumping up and down. I said, I can't believe it. She's been deleted now.
Yeah. It was a $10 bet on a horse race.
Yeah.
He ends up winning right after she says, yeah, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
I'm looking for somebody else.
Right.
Something else.
Yeah.
Finds out he wins $500,000.
I know. Oh, my God.
And all of a sudden, she's feeling it.
Yeah, let's talk about the part where she left on her own, by the way. But he did delete her. She wasn't just a gold digger, but again.
I didn't say that.
No, I know. I'm just saying from what he was saying as right. I read the story. She did stick around, and they did. They had fun, but it was like, I know, but that's cool. I'd stick around, and you know what? And you wouldn't have deleted me either. No.
You would have said, whoa.
Yeah, hold on just a second. Maybe, you know what? I had to get to know you. I had to get to know you a little more.
And
that's
you know what?
What I had to do.
I am getting to know you.
Yes, I am.
Love it when it turns out like that sometimes. Twisted Sister, we're not going to take it.
Hey, wake up!
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Gets me going in the morning.
Wakes me up the right way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So last night on TV, boy, there was quite a bit of action if you're a Vegas sports fan. You're flipping back and forth between the VGK Toronto game.
Yeah.
And the Raiders and Chargers.
There was a lot going on.
Thursday night football. And this would have been the final primetime game at Oakland Alameda County Coliseum or whatever they call it.
The old stadium.
The old stadium.
The old yard.
The Raiders won the game 26-24. And here's how it wrapped up.
Rivers airs it out. The Raiders are going to go to 5-4. You know, congratulations to John Gruden and the Oakland Raiders. This is a big win. And to do it here on primetime, the last primetime game at the Coliseum, and something they can build on, that's just a great team effort.
And they made a big deal about it last night, being one of the last games at that place for the Raiders.
Yeah.
Historic place.
It really is.
And their final home game will be in December sometime before they make the big move to Vegas.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
So a big win for the Raiders last night. And by the way, the black cat from Monday Night Football earlier in the week.
Yeah, still out there.
They still haven't found the black cat.
No.
After scoring on Monday Night Football, he ran into the tunnel like he should have, but they haven't found him yet. MetLife Stadium officials are trying everything, but the cat hasn't turned up. It's not even clear if he's still in the building. He might have just...
not all players are players, okay? Maybe he's just laying low and, that's
waiting for the next game.
Yeah, exactly.
So, no word on the black cat yet. You can score your free Wham! Walking around money. We have that to give away less than an hour from now. Got details on that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Sunshine, going to be nice today, tomorrow, and right through the holiday weekend as we observe Veterans Day on Monday. A salute to those men and women who have served or who are serving. So it's only 50 now, highs in the upper 70s, low 80s. Going to be a nice weekend weather-wise. All right, just a few things we think you should know. Carla has that coming up here in a couple of minutes.
You won't believe what your kids want to be when they grow up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll talk about that plus some other things we think you should know after Queen.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Big survey done. 86% of young Americans, youth, your kids, want to become influencers. That's what they want to do. They want to become internet famous, basically. Oh. Yes. Yes. And 50% of those young adults basically make purchases based on the recommendations of internet influencers. You know, your Kardashians.
Right.
There's so many of them out there, and that's what they are. They're influencers.
And they can make a lot of money doing that, right?
Yeah, they can if they do it
right. I don't know how, but they do.
They absolutely can.
I need to let you guys know, I'm an Amazon influencer.
Oh, I believe that.
You are?
Official Amazon influencer.
Are you really?
I am.
Wow, okay.
I buy so much from Amazon, they ask me to review stuff.
I was just going to say, I've been getting that as well lately, and I've been getting gift cards. That they send me because I do reviews, like $3 here, $5
here. The reaction I have to this story is the same reaction my dad gave me when I told him I wanted to be in radio.
Right. Huh.
And when I told him I had my first full-time job and that I was going to work 6 to 10
right
over at KLUC at night.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with the rest of your day?
Exactly. Exactly.
That's my job. Yeah. Really? That's it? That's all you're going to do?
I'm not doing it for that reason. I just all of a sudden, it's like anytime I buy something from Amazon, of course they want a review, which is fine. I'll give you a review if I feel like it.
Yep.
But then they send you, like, if they put some credit on your account every once in a while.
So I'm working with a couple of influencers already.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. I am impressed.
Tell you what, I got a beanie coming my way.
Yeah, give it a.
Influence people about beanies. So.
Yeah, exactly. Foresight, Mike. Look at him.
I guess.
Yeah, foresight. Yeah.
Thank you, Boomer.
Unless you are circumcised.
Yeah.
You're not gonna. I went
tonight. Tonight. At the Westgate. Your skits.
I can't.
I'll give you another one. How about that?
I'm going to go on now.
Please.
Oh, man. Hoo-wee.
That was a freebie.
Oh, thank you. Wow. Oh, God. Survey, National Sleep Foundation. 25% of couples now sleep in separate bedrooms, and they're happy. They sleep better. All sorts of reasons, but number one, they sleep better.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. There's no snoring next to me. I'm not sweating next to you. I'm sleeping better. Makes other things better as well when you are together.
How many people listening this morning do that?
Yeah.
You sleep in different beds, different rooms, and it has improved your marriage, your relationship, even your sex life.
Yeah. Oh,
702-739-9636. Quick survey this morning on the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
I love it. One last thing. If you have pets, there is now a Christmas tree that you can get. It's a half tree. And the very bottom of it, there's nothing there.
Oh.
There's nothing there. So the pets don't want to, you know, chew at anything.
Or,
exactly. And
perfect.
There's about 3 to 4 feet of nothing there, depending on the tree that you can get. And you can find them online at a few different places. So a little half tree.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? You know what? Just a few things you should know.
You had mentioned in a few things we think you should know, those couples that sleep apart.
Yeah.
And it seems very healthy for the relationship.
Yeah, it seems to be.
So we wanted to know if people listening this morning, if there are some people that do that.
Yeah.
And clearly there are.
We have a couple people. Actually, Dalton said it just makes sense to sleep in separate beds, different schedules. No flopping around for me, no snoring for her. Better all the way around. Plus, late night surprise visits are awesome.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I know it. Now, Lynn says, my husband and I sleep in separate bedrooms as well. We've only been married about 8 years, and it is fabulous. We work different schedules. A lot of people do.
Yeah.
And we just sleep better. After a year of sleeping together, we decided this might be a little better. And that is also better. So I guess it's that whole missing each other or, you know.
You sneak in, sneak out.
Yeah.
Carla, we have a woman on the phone. She doesn't want to use her name.
Okay.
But go ahead, tell your story.
Oh, we sleep in separate houses.
Well, there you go. Who doesn't sleep better than you two? Jeez.
It's his job and stuff like that. And so when he comes home, then everything's better. It's like he works five on, five off. And then sometimes we go sleep in separate rooms.
Oh, my God. I love it. Listen, you know what? What works for one doesn't work for the other and vice versa. Good for you guys.
Almost 30 years.
Almost 30 years they've been married.
I know.
That's amazing.
Something's working.
We don't even, with not only separate rooms, separate homes.
I love this.
Either end of the state.
I'm waiting for separate states.
Vegas film critic Jeff Howard talking about a couple of new movies out this weekend. Talk to him in about 8 minutes. It's Billy Idol, Rebel Yell. Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio talking about a couple of new movies out this weekend and some big ones.
Yes, some big ones. We have the sequel to The Shining. How many people have loved The Shining out there, right?
Yeah.
Red Rum.
Yes.
That's all I remember, Red Rum.
So scary.
That's enough.
Yes.
Trust me. Stephen King wrote the book, Dr. Sleep, the sequel to The Shining. In 1988, a fan goes, whatever happened to Danny? Whatever happened to the little boy in The Shining? He thought that was an interesting idea. So it took all these years for him to write the sequel. And now Mike Flanagan, the director of the film, if you watch The Haunting of Hill House on Netflix.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my
gosh.
One of the greatest haunted ghost story series of all time. So we're in good hands. And what happens, we find out Danny now, years later, he's played by Ewan McGregor. He's been tortured by those ghosts from the Overlook Hotel. So his entire life, he's turned to drugs, he's turned to alcohol, trying to cope with that. And he meets up with this little girl who's got the most powerful shining there is. Mm-hmm. And there's this group out there called the True Knots, led by Rebecca Ferguson, who hunt down children who have the shining in them, and they consume them. And, of course, the climax of the film, we go back to the Overlook Hotel.
Oh, geez.
And what's really cool is the director went to the Stanley Kubrick estate and got all the plans. So they recreated all the sets from the original Shining.
That's cool.
So it's really a horrific film. It's one of my favorite films of the year. I was really kind of worried about a Shining sequel.
I know.
It makes me want to read the book now because the movie was so fascinating.
I was hoping there'd be a Nicholson cameo or something.
There is a bartender who looks like Nicholson. I'm not going to tell you who the actor
is. Okay, cool.
But it took me a few minutes, and I started whispering to other critics. I go, do you know who that is? And they didn't believe me until we saw the credits.
The other
blockbuster is we have Midway.
Oh, yeah.
$100 million epic from Roland Emmerich, who gave us The Day After Tomorrow, Independence Day, Stargate. So we have an all-star cast, you know, from Ed Skirin to Woody Harrelson playing Admiral Nimitz. We have Dennis Quaid playing Admiral Halsey. We just got so many great who's who of characters, just like back in the 1970s. Mm-hmm. With Henry Fonda and all-star cast. But now we have updated CGI effects. They also humanize the Japanese. They don't demonize them in this movie. I love historical epics, so this was fantastic. And you can check out my YouTube channel. I have interviews with Ed Skirin, Lou Kleintank, and the director Roland Emmerich for Midway.
Follow him on Facebook, YouTube, of course, and VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, as always, thanks for coming in this morning. Have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot.
It's time to win some Wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Free walking around money to spend any way you want.
Awesome!
Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, here we go. Let's put $100 in someone's pocket right off the bat. The Wham code word this hour, player.
Player, P-L-A-Y-E-R, player.
Now, text player to 59457. That is 59457. Or you can enter it online at 963kklz.com or on that free KKLZ app. Again, the word player. Spell it correctly. Make sure you text it before 8:15 for your chance to put $100 in your pocket and qualify for the $5,000 grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. One more time, the word player. Text it 59457. Good luck.
Last hour, John had mentioned those messages that people were getting that were actually sent like 8 months ago. Because of a malfunction in, what was it, AT&T?
It was Sprint.
Sprint.
And T-Mobile. And they apparently did some sort of an update to their own system. So a bunch of messages went through, and most of them from Valentine's Day.
Elma, you got one?
I got one. The other, that
Thursday night at 3 in the morning from my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm married now.
Wow. And well, that was quick.
Yeah, and my husband was not too happy.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Well, that is, you know, nobody's fault except whatever your carrier is. What was it? Was it a nice message that you missed?
Maybe with a picture?
It was, hi, good morning. I got your message. Happy Heart Day.
Oh.
I'm like, who is this?
Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that is priceless, though. Wow. Okay.
Elba, you have a great day. Thanks for the call.
Yes.
You too, guys.
That was pretty quick. She dated one guy, and all of a sudden,
wow,
she's married.
Oh, I know. Wow. Okay. Fast moving.
All worked out. All right. Jeez. Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
I do, as a matter of fact. Hold on here. Sorry, Mike. I was checking those weird texts out. Jonas Brothers, back together forever.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, now that the Jonas Brothers are back together, They say they're together for good. Nick says the breakup word is not in our vocabulary anymore. If we need to go out and do different things and take time on our own, We can do it in a healthy way. Now, they're grown up. They're adults. Yeah. Everything is good.
Well, they are brothers. And
yes, they're... you can't really, they're brothers forever.
You're gonna be, yes.
You know, I mean,
well, good
unless,
for them.
I know.
Hopefully it works out.
For one of the wives to just say, well, you are so much more talented than him, though. You don't need them.
He doesn't even sing.
No one knows his name. I don't know why you stay with them. Well, they're my brothers.
Yeah.
Disney campaigning for Best Supporting Actor and Actress nominations for the 13 Avengers cast members, including Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Scarlett Johansson, and Josh Brolin. I heard an interview with Robert Downey Jr. recently, and he said, I don't want it. I don't want it because there's a lot of campaigning that goes on with it, and he doesn't want to do that.
Okay.
And he doesn't feel that they'll take them seriously anyhow for an Oscar for that type of movie.
Fine.
We'll see what happens. Chris Stapleton, you know I'm not a big country music lover. I'm just not. I really like this guy, though, Chris Stapleton, and I like his new song. He said it took thousands of hours to do his Lego animated video. It's called Second One to Know, and it's all Lego. It's like the Lego movie. It is so cool, and it features Lego versions of him, his wife, his kids, his band. There's even a cameo from Chris Pratt in it.
Really?
Who was in the Lego movie, yes. Yep, and one last story, Mike. This is sad. Rico Kasich.
Yeah.
Apparently, he cut his wife off, Paulina Porizkova.
Yeah.
His estranged wife. She's supposedly out of his will.
Wow.
He claimed that she abandoned him.
I thought they were so happy.
I thought they were.
For
they
years.
Had split up, but they had split up about a year before. But I thought they were still cut. Wow, that's wow.
I know. That's
you
cold.
Never know.
Well, maybe
know.
He had his reasons.
Yes, absolutely.
Know, so.
Absolutely.
The word is player, P-L-A-Y-E-R. You still have a couple of minutes. Do it now. 59457. Text that word to 59457 or enter it through the website, 963kklz.com or on our free app. The word player. Grab your share of the wham and qualify for that $5,000 and the grand prize money from Dollar Loan Center. Good luck. Carla, I do this for you and all the other women listening this morning.
Yes.
If it should by chance you do some jail time, a YouTuber and ex-con named Christina Randall did this jailhouse makeup tutorial.
Love it.
And the video has gone viral. Shows you how to make eyeshadow by rubbing a stick of deodorant on a magazine page that matches the colors she wants and what she uses for lipstick and everything else. Listen to this.
Okay, now I'm going to make eyeshadow. And with eyeshadow, we would take deodorant and a magazine. Now you're going to go through the magazine and pick what color you want. What color are we going to do today, lady? Let's do blue, okay? Huh. So you're going to take the deodorant and rub it really good on the color that you want. You can see it's already coming off on the deodorant. Now I'm going to take my finger and just get some of that color.
You would think this would work even if you weren't in jail.
Absolutely it would.
If you're trying to
cut costs. Money.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to get a subscription, though. So.
For lipstick, she uses a Dorito chip.
Okay, I've heard of that. I've heard of that. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if
that's
you've
a
ever.
Big, yeah, Doritos. I would think Cheetos would work too. I mean, if you
depending
want that
on the color you're going for.
Yeah, exactly.
Christina Randall She's an ex, former ex, well, she's an ex-con.
Okay.
And a YouTuber, so look that up.
See?
You can.
Exactly. She's now an influencer.
Just like that.
Yes.
With her makeup tips.
And now I'm a Kardashian.
Go to jail. Don't even go to jail. Wow. I don't even know. So that's kind of like a public service for all the women listening this morning. Maroon 5 tickets. We have those to give away in about 7-8 minutes from now.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They crack me up. It keeps me up to date.
Great music. All the other stations in the morning are pretty lame.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All week, we've been giving away tickets for Maroon 5 end of the year, Mandalay Bay Event Center. These tickets from the Cal-Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Phone lines are on hold right now. But after we get through news and weather, we will look for a winner, starting with caller number 9. Our number, of course, 702-739-9636. Carla, it's Maroon 5. So what we've done is we put together three songs from bands that also have the number 5 in their band name.
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
This is fun. This is more fun for us.
Okay, so here you go. Listen to these three songs. Okay. If you can identify the bands that perform each one of these songs by their band name in order... And starting again with caller number 9, you could be a winner. Here it is. You know how I love that middle song.
I love that. So the song title's basically right there, didn't you?
Each of the songs.
Yes,
have the song title right there.
I love that.
And every band in that medley has the number 5 in their title or in their band name.
I want that for my ringtone. I love that.
Here it is. One more time. Listen closely. This song. All right, simply identify all three bands in order with the number 5 in each of those band names. Phone lines are on hold. We'll get through news and weather, starting with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for Maroon 5. Here you go. The name all three bands with the number 5 in them in order from these songs. Listen up. All you have to do is identify all three bands in order. We got Lynn on the phone. Lynn, can you do it?
Okay, the first one is Five Man Electric Band. The second one is We Five. And the third one is Jackson Five.
Wow.
You know what? We'll give it to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Actually, the first one is the Five Man Electrical Band.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the Five Man Electrical Band?
Yeah, but it's Friday, so you know
what? That's right. We're feeling...
Why not?
We're feeling frisky.
Lynn, you got the tickets. Maroon 5, end of the year, Mandalay Bay Event Center, and they're from the Cal-Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet, so hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Oh, no problem. You guys are the best. You're so funny.
By the way, for those people listening, you still have a second chance to win those Maroon 5 tickets. Yeah. Register on the contest page of our website, 96.3kklz.com. Congratulating another Wham winner. Listening in Vegas, Walter Freidenberg got the call from Morty telling him he won $100.
Awesome. That's awesome.
What are you going to do with the extra money?
I will probably put gas in my truck. I think it's about $100 every time I fill it up, but that'll be awesome.
You know what? Ooh-wee. Good for him.
Yeah.
That's what you use the Wham for.
Oosh. Yeah.
Fill your
car up
with gas.
Nice.
Get a massage. Take somebody out for dinner, lunch.
Yes, or yourself.
Meet them for happy hour. How about your coworker? First round's on me.
Yeah, or it's all for you.
There
and
you
they
go.
Meet you.
Or maybe that. I won the Wham!
Yeah.
Walking around money. Your next chance to score some cash. qualify for the $5,000 grand prize from Dollar Loan Center. Do that at the top of the hour, only minutes away.
It's time to win some Wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham! That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
Who wants $100? Okay, then listen up. This hour's Wham code word, center.
Center. S-E-O. No, I'm sorry, no. Center.
Yes, there
start
it is.
Again.
Center.
C-E-N-T-E-R, center.
That's the one right there. Maybe you played it, Mike. I don't know.
Maybe.
No?
Or as in commercial center.
Yeah, there you go. Text center to 59457. That is 59457. Or you may enter it online at 963kklz.com or our free KKLZ app. One more time. This hour's Wham code word, center. Now spell it correctly and make sure you enter before 9:15 for your chance to win $100, of course, and qualify for the $5,000 grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. I'll give it to you again. The word center. Text it to 59457. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by Sky Diamonds. It's kind of a weird story, Carla, out of Iowa. A guy in Iowa serving a life sentence temporarily died when his heart stopped.
Oh, geez.
So now he wants to go back to court saying, hey, I was dead.
Oh, well.
So
okay.
My life sentence should be over, and I should be able to go free. What do you think about that argument?
It's really good thinking, though. It really is.
On paper.
Wow, that is good thinking.
A guy in Oklahoma was busted trying to steal an ATV the other day, and he was wearing a T-shirt that said, ain't nothing illegal till you get caught.
Yeah.
Well, he was arrested.
Yeah.
Charged with 6 counts of possession of stolen property, second-degree burglary, whole bunch of stuff. And it turned out the guy he was stealing the ATV with was a wanted fugitive from Texas. So.
Okay. All righty. Yeah,
he was also hit with a whole bunch of charges, so don't know how that's going to work out. It ain't illegal until you get caught.
The police in Oak Creek, Wisconsin got a weird call at 11 a.m. this past Sunday. Someone reported a driver swerving all over the road. And, by the way, he has a chicken on his shoulder. Cops spotted him. It was true. 42-year-old guy driving around with a live chicken on his shoulder. Turns out he was driving drunk. You think? Jeez. Wow. Not clear what was causing, you know, him
right.
to swerve so much. If that was the booze or the chicken's fault, uh-huh. I'm not sure. But he was arrested.
Is that reminiscent of that old joke when the cop said, hey, where did you get that? And the chicken says, I picked him up at a bar.
Yes, exactly.
Maybe not.
Yes, I like it. I know. Yes, that's an old. Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Sorry.
Come on. Why did the chicken cross the road? He didn't have to. He's on my shoulder. Come on. Get out of here.
Oh, I see. That's funny, Morty.
No, no.
That's funny.
Stop.
It's more modern.
Oh, okay. I'll update my routine.
Oh, God. Oh, I didn't have foresight because I was circumcised. Oh, get out of here. Oh, I wish I had a voice.
That's twice.
Okay.
It's still funny.
Wow. You going tonight? You going to be in the audience?
I am now.
Oh, man. And Tara, she had a tip. Now, if this isn't reminiscent of our trip to Chicago, this was in Chicago in a cab. Now, her cab driver got on an expressway.
Oh, boy.
And he was flying. And then he pulled out his phone and he started watching Netflix as he was driving.
No.
She said she asked, you know, could you put your phone away?
Mm-hmm.
And he started screaming and yelling at her and started swearing at her. And and so she said, you know what, drop me off here. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'll catch another cab or do an Uber.
Right there on
like
the Dan
that.
Ryan.
Yes. But I'll bet he was going the right direction.
That was the only thing our Uber driver wasn't doing.
Right. She was very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. But it's, honey, you're on the wrong side of the road. Oh, let us out. Let us out. It is Friday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
We do every morning. We like to end the show with a little bit of good news. This is a really cool story out of Chicago. Sergeant Mike Nowacki, He is quite the hero, superhero, after saving a woman's life, running a 15K in full SWAT gear, and then proposing to his girlfriend. Aww. He's been with the Chicago PD for 19 years, wanted to show his appreciation for law enforcement by running the Allstate 15K. This was just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he ran it in 15 pounds of SWAT gear. Now, he completed the run, and he was going to propose to his longtime girlfriend, Aaron, mm-hmm. also a police officer. Got sidetracked, however, when he heard somebody yelling, is there somebody who can help? Help, 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 help. So he ran off, found out a woman was unconscious, not breathing. He and another firefighter conducted CPR on the woman until paramedics arrived. They got her to the hospital. She is going to be okay. And they said if he had not done this, she would have died. She yeah. absolutely would have died. He then got back in the race, returned to finish the run.
Mm-hmm.
And then he crossed the finish line and he got down on one knee and he proposed to his girlfriend. Yeah. So all in a day's work, my friend.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, I know.
That's a great story.
It is a great story. I know every woman out there is going, what? We went on a hike? Oh, please.
And for all the other guys.
I know.
Maybe his circle of buddies.
Yeah. You know, way to go, Nowacki.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Mike. Yeah. Great.
Set the bar that high.
I know it, but really cool. Good for him.
Very good.
Sheesh.
That's
good
why we
her.
Always say if you have a feel-good story, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page.
Please
at 96.3kklz.com. 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon. Listen up, Wendy. It's sponsored by Insperity. For employee benefits, full service HR support, visit Insperity.com. Recapping the show, those people that got that old text from about 8 months ago, a lot of them from Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
With there was a big malfunction or something with your carrier.
Yes, and they finally got those to you. So don't be afraid. Don't get mad. It's their old text.
People sleeping together, not sleeping together. They say if you don't sleep together, 9 times out of 10, separate beds, separate rooms.
Right.
Elma, heck, they sleep in different homes.
Different ends of the state.
It benefits your relationship, yep. believe it or not. And a guy wins $500,000 after being told by his date, yeah, you're not what I'm looking for.
Uh-huh.
Good for him.
Second. Hold on, maybe you are.
Yeah. Keisha Anderson grabbed her share of some Wham, $100, qualified for the $5,000 grand prize with Dollar Loan Center. You want a shot at some Wham, some walking around money for the weekend? 20 minutes away. Wendy Rush will have that for you, of course, top of the hour, so don't forget about that. Be listening. Otherwise, do have a great day. Great weekend, Veterans Day weekend.
Yes.
We are off on Monday, but be back Tuesday. Bob Bishop, fill again. Don't forget tonight, you are opening for George Wallace at the Westgate.
I am. 8 o'clock showtime. I hope you can make it. It's my last night there, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. We're back Tuesday.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.